Well, neighbors, let's talk about some of these crop production numbers issued on Thursday morning by USDA and look at the Oklahoma numbers, if we might, on the various crops that have been reported on. They did give an update based on August 1st data for winter wheat. No changes here in the Southern Great Plains at all. Texas comes in at 124.25 million bushels. Oklahoma at 128.7 million bushels. So the Oklahoma crop a little bit bigger than Texas in 2010, as we were in 2009 as well. Kansas comes in unchanged as well at 369 million bushels. And on those Oklahoma numbers, the 128.7 million bushels achieved on 33 bushels an acre and on 3.9 million harvested acres. That is up on harvested acres from a year ago. And, of course, we are seeing a lot of abandonment, a lot of cases where we saw graze out this year. And so a lot of acres that were planted last fall, not harvested for grain this spring. Some of the other crops, might talk about hay crops briefly. Alfalfa, about the same size alfalfa crop nationally as a year ago. Oklahoma, about 10% bigger at just over a million tons, 1,056,000 tons of production in 2010 compared to 928,000 tons a year ago. Hay, all other hay, about an 11% increase in Oklahoma, going to 4.8 million tons of hay this year compared to 4.35 million tons a year ago. A few less acres actually harvested this year, but the yield per ton or yield per acre up, and the Oklahoma totals higher than the national increase of 6%. The let's see, talk about peanuts briefly. We see that Oklahoma's acreage up by at least a couple of thousand acres, according to USDA. Mike Kubitschek tells us it might be closer to 20,000 acres. USDA's got it at 15,000 acres in this report, and they show a 23% increase in the number of peanuts being harvested this year, if it's realized, at about 52,000 pounds, or 52 million pounds, rather. Texas, 16% up in the size of their peanut crop this year, nationally 9% increase. Grain sorghum, Oklahoma continues to decline on grain sorghum numbers. A couple of years ago had 13.9 million bushels. A year ago, 12 million bushels. This year, 11.44 million bushels, off 8% from a year ago. Texas is up 50% from a year ago on grain sorghum yield expectations. Kansas off 32%. Overall, nationally, the crop is about the same size as a year ago. Record corn and soybean crops in the United States, as you may have heard and as you may have read on our other reports. In the case of Oklahoma, we're about the size of a big county in the Midwest and big states like Illinois or Iowa. But Oklahoma, 320,000 acres of corn this year. That's unchanged from a year ago. Yield, though, per acre up 105 bushels an acre a year ago, 135 bushels an acre this year expected to be produced, and a 30% jump in production as a result to just over 43 million bushels. The state of Oklahoma for the soybean crop up 13% in total bushels from a year ago. About 50,000 more acres produced are being planted this year compared to a year ago in the state. 440,000 acres went into soybeans this year. Yields, though, down by a bushel. The yield in Oklahoma expected to be 30 bushels an acre. Of course, the national yield is 44 bushels per acre. Finally, cotton. A huge increase in the amount of cotton over the last couple of seasons, growing seasons. 2 years ago, 12.8 million bales. A year ago, 12.1 million bales. This year, 18.533 million bales is the projection nationally for all cotton. Oklahoma, 6% up from a year ago, from 319,000 bales to 340,000 bales expected. Number of acres up a little bit, 200,000 acres of cotton this year compared to 195,000 acres to about what was harvested a year ago. Amount of lint per acre up a little bit, 816 pounds compared to 785 pounds a year ago. As far as the big story, though, on cotton, it has to be Texas, as we go from 4.6 million bales a year ago to 8.8 million bales expected to be produced this year. That's a 90% increase in the amount of cotton to be produced in Texas this year compared to a year ago. Overall, 50% increase on the cotton crop this year as far as acreage is concerned, our yield is concerned. Oklahoma up a little bit, but Texas up a huge amount, a lot more acres and a lot more production. And that's the way the some of the numbers out in our part of the world kind of shape up. As far as other information is concerned, check our other stories as far as the USDA and supply-demand numbers issued Thursday morning. We've got those reports linked for you right here on the Oklahoma Farm Report. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes for the OklahomaFarmReport.com.